Salmon Valley farmer Victor Mobley is running for office in the regional district of Fraser Fort George. Mobley is running against opponent Kiana Coe in Electoral Area A, Salmon River Lakes. Electoral Area A is the only electoral area in the regional district which drew more than one candidate running for director. Developing a sustainable plan for the region's agriculture sector, promoting business growth in the region and being a responsible and accessible leader would be Mobley's top priorities, if elected. I believe in giving back to my community using the skills I have, Mobley said in an email. I believe the best way for me to do this is to help direct and shape the future of our community with input from the various stakeholders and community members. As a small farm operating, Mobley said he understands the struggles farmers in the region face. The regional agricultural strategy for the next 20 years will be decided in the next election cycle, he said. I will work to ensure that the voices of the farming community are heard when deciding on the strategy for our region. He hopes to promote small, local and family-run businesses in the region by reducing red tape and bureaucracy. Many constituents feel that their concerns are not being heard by the regional district, he said. As civic leadership, we need to be responsive and accessible so legitimate issues are responded to. When elected, I plan to host more public forums and information sessions in our area so people have a forum to be heard. Mobley said he and his wife moved to the area to start their own farm and raise their family in a smaller community. In addition to the family farm, Mobley works at Prairie Coast Equipment as the parts lead. I have a background in business operations and accounting with over a decade of experience helping farmers and rural property owners, he said. I always try to go above and beyond to help the people we serve and will continue that legacy when elected. Voters in Electoral Area A can vote at the Ness Lake Community Hall, Nucco Lake Elementary School and Shaws T. Kelly Road Secondary School between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Saturday.